Monday's horrific mass shooting at the D.C. Navy Yard left 12 victims dead and more than a dozen people wounded. It's raised impassioned, understandable, but ultimately misguided calls for more gun control. The fact is, legislation should almost never be crafted in the heat of a crisis. Whether it's truly awful drug laws pushed in the wake of high-profile celebrity deaths or national security measures rushed unread through Congress after the 9/11 attacks, legislation should be the product of serious and dispassionate deliberation. Northeastern University's James Allen Fox has firmly established that there's no upward trend of mass shootings over the past 40 years. And when it comes to violent crime, the trend is clearly down. FBI statistics show that murders committed with firearms dropped between 2008 and 2012. Over the past decade, rape, sexual assault, robbery, and aggravated assault committed with weapons has declined by 26%. Overall violent crime rates are about half of what they were 20 years ago. The Navy Yard gunman, Aaron Alexis, somehow managed to get a security clearance to work at a military installation, despite getting booted from the Navy and having a history of gun-related violence, mental instability, and erratic behavior. The Pentagon is auditing its security clearance and hiring process for its bases. One assumes that other public and private workplaces will follow suit. Of course, that comes too late to offer any comfort to the families, friends, and coworkers mourning the dead and wounded. But in the end, it's far more likely to be effective than any sort of gun control legislation rushed through Congress.